This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls and encourage you to get on the telly and get in line to ask a question. If you have a question and or comment for Congressman Cramer, call us. We love the calls early in the hour because we get to the end of the hour, then we sort of run out of time very often and don't get to everybody. So if you call in early, we'll be sure you're getting a question in. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. McKenzie County Sheriff Gary Schwarzenberger has put out an all-call for help with volunteers in the cleanup effort. Here's a little bit of what we know from him.
We are in the process of doing a morning brief for equipment and manpower. We sure could use some volunteers to come down here and help clean up the debris and everything. If anybody's available, it would be greatly appreciated. We've got a lot of contractors and such here that are coming down with equipment and helping everybody clean up here too. So if they can come down to the RV park here, or if they have equipment, manifest at the Jericho Yard in Watford City, they can come to the park here, the RV park in Watford City. You can't miss it.
Sheriff also tells us this is a somber cleanup that's going on because of obviously the casualty of a young baby as part of this. 200 people displaced. Here's some more on the numbers here.
My incident commander has the exact numbers for how many trailers and stuff, but I can't count the trailers right now and the homes that have been devastated here. We've had probably a couple hundred people displaced, and in shelters, hotels, just different areas that they're living right now. We did have one infant, unfortunately, that passed away here, and that's why I say it's a pretty somber event here. He was six days old, and just want to send my condolences to the family and their close friends in this time of need, and ask for everybody's prayers for that family. And they've got a GoFundMe account for that family as well, so if everybody could reach out to that.
All right, and we'll post a link to that here coming up in a little bit, but more reports from the ground, I promise that, and we got you that. We'll continue to update that story and let you know what they need, when they need it, and you got 200 folks without homes in Watford City. That's unbelievable. So a lot of work to be done there for sure. Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, who is, of course, a resident of Watford City, and up there yesterday surveying all the damage as well. So lots of reports from that. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for another Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be back. I just have to also express my sympathy and just my heartbreaking this heartbreaking situation in Watford City, and yet knowing that community as well as I do. And, you know, I was just there on Thursday walking in the parade day after the 4th of July. One thing we know about that community is it is a community, and it's a community that rallies around crisis as well as celebration, and I have no doubt that the community of Watford City and the area and the state will be there to do what needs to be done to help people recover. But it doesn't replace the loss of a small child, and it's just my heart breaks for them, and I just am praying. Chris and I are praying for that that family and everybody that's touched so severely by this tragedy.
A lot of ground to cover with you today. I wanted to start with an issue that I was in Antler yesterday for the Bodno and Renville County Farm Bureau annual meeting, and a lot of conversations about the trade situation. I was amazed at the savvy calm from farmers and ranchers there that understand this is a negotiation and that it takes some time. And while there may be a bumpy road on the way, I had one guy even tell me, if I got to take less per bushel for a while till they get this straightened out, please straighten it out. This has been bad for too long, and we need a better deal. So, as I said earlier today on the air, that was the prevailing view that I heard from. Couldn't find anybody that didn't think that way. I know you met with the ambassador that is shepherding this, Lighthizer, and so I thought we'd give you an opportunity to just talk a little bit about what you took away from that conversation.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Scott. You know, as you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to the president about it, talking to Secretary Ross about it. Of course, brought a group of farmers in to see Secretary Ross not long ago, and then, of course, quite a long conversation with Ambassador Lighthizer the other day. And one thing I'd say about when you're talking to Ambassador Lighthizer or his negotiating team, the discussion is always a little different than when you're talking to the policy people at the, you know, they're above him. And the reason for that is he's actually doing the negotiating. He's at less liberty to share strategy. And I, even when he does share strategy or share tactics or share, you know, information that might be deemed leverage, I want to be careful to not share a lot of it publicly because, of course, that can undermine his leverage. But that said, I will tell you that when you talk to the people that are doing the work, they're doing the negotiating, whether it's Lighthizer on the ground or the president at the higher level, you do get a sense of confidence that there really is an end game in sight. I don't think they're sugarcoating it by any stretch. Some of these countries they don't want to give up these concessions easily. The United States has made incredible concessions to the European countries, especially, as well as to others, certainly Canada and Mexico and NAFTA. By the way, nobody from North Dakota's congressional delegation voted for NAFTA. Every Democrat in North Dakota of any high office at the time opposed the NAFTA. Now all of a sudden their hair's on fire because we're renegotiating NAFTA. I think there's it's a bit hypocritical to say the least. But all of that said, I do get a sense of confidence that there's good news coming. The China situation is clearly a longer term deal. China is not just simply, you know, an occasional bad trading partner. They've been stealing technology and intellectual property from the United States to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars over the last several years. As you know, they've been building fake islands, literally building islands in the South China Sea to use for policing and enforcement and eventually, of course, military strategy. China has a $400 billion trade surplus with the United States, and they have stolen not just from our technology companies, but they've also stolen from our ag companies, particularly in genetics and the technologies that surrounds the growing of food. And so they've not been a good partner. And I think we have to understand that this could be a little bit of a longer deal as it relates to particularly the Section 301. Findings. Now, that said, I do get the sense that NAFTA is on a better track. And while it's unlikely, I think, that NAFTA would be settled, you know, soon enough for this Congress to vote on a new NAFTA deal, I do expect that it could very well get done before the end of this year for the next Congress to vote on. I think we have this window of opportunity right now with Mexico where they recently had an election. There'll be a new president in December, but he's already been in touch with our president, and they'd like to get it settled before he takes office in December on their side. And I think that helps bring the Canadians along a little bit. So I remain optimistic, but I also remain concerned in my optimism that low commodity prices, albeit even short term, can, you know, have a detrimental impact on a farmer's ability to borrow, which is an important part, obviously, of agriculture. That's the point I stress over and over and over again with the administration, that while farmers would largely support your goals and your mission and are there. And by the way, Scott, like you, I spent last week all over the state at county fairs and parades and little towns. And the farmers I talked to are reflective of what you learned yesterday in Antler, and that is that they're for this president. They want him to get a good, successful deal, and they're willing to take a little short-term pain to do it. But they also realize that their bank doesn't wait for a trade deal to get done. And, the cycle is such that we're in the growing season now in our state, so there is a little bit of more calm, perhaps, than there is in other places. I talked to a colleague of mine from Washington State yesterday who's in agriculture, and, of course, they're picking their cherries now, and they're if cherries are sitting on a barge waiting to be shipped, then, you know, that's a different level of anxiety than soybeans are still in the field. But I stress that cyclical nature of agriculture's business and the commodities and how it works. And I'm confident that the president has a long-term plan. But in the short term, he is also, as you know, has ordered the Department of Agriculture to come up with some sort of a safety net program should it become necessary to keep farmers whole through this very important
We had somebody called earlier and wanted me to ask you that. In the meantime, how about raising loan rates as a way to, you know, wait this out?
Sure. Maybe that's one of the possibilities for the sector of agriculture. In fact, I'll jot that one down and bring that up with USDA, the raising of the loan rates or the target price. If we do that, if he's got that capacity under his CCC authorities, which is where he has the most authority, because there's a lot of money in that, in a pot of money, if you will, that's not dependent on tax dollars, then, that's a good thought, good suggestion, and I'll certainly pass it along, and we'll try to get an answer as to what the viability of that is. When I come back from the break, I want to give you a chance to also just talk about it.
I mean, this is not new. I mean, it's new as of today, but it's not new in the sense that it's part of the negotiation going on. The administration announced this morning plans to place an additional $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. I want to get your take on what that would mean. Also, Senator Heitkamp's take on all of this in response to that. Barry in Fargo is first up. Mike in Hazleton. Text pouring in. Calls waiting. 258-0550. Call us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer with us today on the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you in part by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ's on the line from Dak Diesel, cranking up after the holiday, getting you back on the road. If it's a tractor, if it's a truck, if it's anything diesel, they can take care of you. CJ, what are you helping on? What are you working on rather today?
Putting the engine together, putting a C15 together, just assembling it. I got one more cylinder pack to go into it, and the cylinder head's going on, and paint and all that other good stuff. So
that's sounds like it's round and third and heading home then on that one, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm trying to shooting for having it done on Friday. So, and I got a Cummins ISX coming right up after that. That's getting a full overhaul, everything all the way across the board. So, got to get done with this one and get the other one. Hopefully done by Tuesday of this next week. So, get that guy back on the road. So,
and that's what they do better than anybody. Get you back on the road. Obviously, the maintenance so you can spend a little less shop time is something they do well too for diesel vehicles. So, semi trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. Anything diesel, they do it. You want a long-lasting repair? You want maintenance services that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years? Do it different this time. Call CJ at 701-210-0888. That's his cell number, so you'll get right in. 701-210-0888. Sounds like you got a few in front of you, but you'll get in pretty quick. And more at DakDiesel.com. Sounds good, CJ. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
All right, I want to get to these phones, but two quick things here just to finish on the trade conversation. The administration announces today an additional $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Do we anticipate they're going to retaliate as they usually do? What will be the, when you saw this, what was your thought?
Well, first of all, my thought was I could see it coming because the president had been signaling it for a long time. You remember I said earlier that China has a $400 billion trade surplus with the United States. That means they can only go up to $400 billion. And the president clearly understands that. And so, no, I expect that China will retaliate if those $200 billion actually go into effect. They'll try to retaliate. They'll try to target their retaliation. But remember, they've just got so much more that we can put tariffs on than they can on us. So it's really it's sort of like having a gunfight with a six shooter versus somebody that has a big clip. And this is why the president is so confident in his negotiation with China. But just to put China in some perspective, I just want people to understand that, you know, like I said earlier, just in the area of corn, rice, and wheat subsidies, China has exceeded, in 1 year, they've exceeded their WTO limits by $100 billion. In three crops alone. Now, just to put that in some perspective, if you take 2012 to 2015, China exceeded their allowable limits for these three crops by more than the United States spends in total for all U.S. foreign policy over a 25-year time span. So when people talk about what's good for the farmer, disciplining China is critical to the farmer. The potential for farming in the United States of America, including Fargo, including North Dakota, is so much greater with this president negotiating this deal, even if there's some short-term pain, which the president has promised he'll alleviate or mitigate in some way if it becomes necessary to do.
Last question, and by the way, that's outrageous when you hear that. You know something needs to be done, and that's what we know about. Imagine what we don't know about that have been ignored in the rules. Senator Heitkamp, on this news, sent the following statement out. Leaders representing North Dakota's largest industries continue to urge the administration to stop this damaging trade war, but this escalation is yet another sign that the administration isn't listening to the needs of rural America. Farmers and ranchers, energy producers, manufacturers are speaking up that this trade war is bad for their pocketbooks and threatens their industries. Goes on to say that just yesterday I praised Ambassador Lighthizer to take into account the needs of North Dakota because rural America doesn't deserve to be collateral damage in this misguided trade war. And you say what in response?
Well, once again, it'd be good to be on the United States side in these things instead of being on the communist side in China or being on the socialist side at the European Union. Our president's in Brussels today negotiating with countries who do more business with Russia than they do with us for energy. Now, think of it. Germany has agreed to a major investment in Russian gas infrastructure so Russia can sell gas to countries in Europe, while the United States is poised with an overabundance of natural gas and a job-creating industry that can export to those same countries if they build out their infrastructure for our gas. Instead, they build it out for Russia's gas while they pay less than 2% of the gross domestic product to fund their own military, while we pay about 3.5% to 4% to fund their military and their defense. So, you know, the other countries have been taking advantage of this country for a long time, and I don't know why anybody is surprised that Donald Trump has put America first in the world. I mean, he did run on that whole concept. So, you know, I just think this is – I think you need to get out and talk to real farmers like I've been doing for the last week. It's fine, and you need to every now and then talk to the head of the farmers union. But you also – and the head of, you know, a commodity group. But it's also important to talk to the farmers on the ground that want better trade deals for themselves, because the survival, long-term survival, depends on these better deals. In the meantime, we also have a farm bill that we want to get done. And, you know, the Senate, as you probably know, the Senate cut several hundred million dollars from the commodity title in the farm bill. We want to get that restored in the conference committee. Hopefully a conference committee gets named here fairly soon so we can shore up our own domestic policies while the president tries to work to get us a better deal. Now, again, you know, that we can't have this go on forever. But in the meantime, I think we need to stand with America rather than stand with China.
All right. Hopefully that answers a lot of questions from folks that we've heard from on that issue. I want to keep going here and get to whatever is on your mind for Congressman Kramer. Barry in Fargo, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thanks, Congressman Kramer.
Thanks,
very timely. My question is about the announcement last night with the additional $200 billion in tariffs on another goods. I guess my point, just to add to the conversation that's already gone on, is that we all know the ag sector has been under a lot of pressure in North Dakota, around the country, these last couple of years. I guess the farmers I talk to don't have expressed quite the confidence that you're hearing out around the state. So they're very concerned about this and the hit that they're going to take again. And I guess my question is then is at what point do you need to stand up and say enough is enough? Is there a line where this trade war has gotten too out of control for North Dakota?
Sure. A couple of things I'd say, Barry. First of all, thanks for the thoughtful question. I've been clear about this. I don't even like the idea of using tariffs. To be honest, I think tariffs, besides not being a great tool, what I worry most about them is that they do splash back on the consumer. I mean, they're designed to add to the cost of products. That's their whole point. And so I'm not a big tariff guy in the first place. But that being said, I think if we support the United States in this effort, we could end it a lot sooner. At what point do you say enough is enough? We have to have some good news along the way. I expect that we're going to see some good news. And if we aren't seeing some good news by, you know, September, obviously we're going to get very concerned because crops are going to start coming in. But let's also not forget that we just had in May, the most recent month that there have been statistics for, the largest export month in the history of the United States of America. So the sky is not falling quite as deeply as people are saying.
Thanks for the call, Barry. Hang on, Congressman Kramer. More after this. Don't go away, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth the Barney. Join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as we connect kids with agriculture. This event, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Soybean Council, will include hands-on demonstrations and kids' activities surrounding farm activities. Local entertainment, Penny and Pals, will get kids up and moving with upbeat songs that have a message about agriculture. Enjoy a barbecue lunch surrounded by farm equipment. The Children's Zoo Farm at the Red River Zoo in Fargo educates families about agriculture and provides kids and adults the opportunity to interact with heritage breed animals and see North Dakota crops growing firsthand. Again, be sure to join us July 14th at the Red River Zoo in Fargo for Agriculture Adventure Day.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after President Trump criticizes Germany in part for entering into an energy deal with Russia, the president meets on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says as she sits beside him following their meeting,
"We have a very, very good relationship with the Chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany. They've been tremendous. You've had tremendous success, and I congratulate you. Tremendous success. And I believe that our trade will increase and lots of other things will increase.
Earlier, Trump had also ripped France and other NATO allies for not spending at least 2% of their GDP on defense. He is going to be meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron shortly at the summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Again, next week, looking forward to it. We'll be in Watford City for the Bakken Conference and then heading out for the Cook Fest. Granora, Twin Buttes this year. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts on a fabulous event at a big fishing derby on the Wednesday next week in between the two events. But great fun. And a lot of companies come up there and have a grand old time. So we're going to be broadcasting live from there, tell you all about it coming up on the program as we get closer, and looking forward to those broadcasts next week. But don't miss Cookfest, all right? Don't miss Cookfest. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com if you want to find out more. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let me hit a text from a listener. Congressman Cramer, being crop insurance is so widely subsidized, any chance of livestock risk protection being reformed in the new farm bill? With private insurance companies, premiums are high, coverage is low, only seems to work in very high cattle markets. What about us cow-calf producers during low market times?
So interesting question, because that, you know, livestock has been, it's been an interesting part of the farm bill over the years, because by and large, there's not been a lot there for livestock. There is the feed for cattle, in other words, the rangeland pasture land, there's what I call rain insurance, but and there's a livestock forage program that helps subsidize the feeding of cattle, and it's been used most recently in drought times. And we do have some reforms that I was able to put in at least the studying of using better data so that ranchers are more appropriately compensated should they have that coverage, which is part of the risk management agency at the USDA. So we are trying to get some reforms in the current bill. I think we got that into the House, that language in the House. No, I don't know that there was anything in the Senate. Hopefully it will survive through the conference report, because he's right that it is so inequitable and pertains to so little data. So little data is utilized to determine when a claim is made, whether it's appropriate or not. Generally, what that means is that the farmer or the rancher gets underpaid, or in some cases they can get greatly overpaid, but it doesn't always affect the person who needs it the most. So we do have some reforms that we're working on in the farm bill for that part of the program.
Texter says, thank you to Congressman Cramer for recognizing we need to fix this mess. We've been in a trade war for decades.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, Scott, and I don't want to understate the anxiety in this low commodity cycle we're in. I think that's one of the real unfortunate things, is that we've been in this low commodity cycle for quite a while. Egg commodities are perishable, you know, and that's the other thing I stress with the president and his administration. Agriculture is different. You know, the banker doesn't wait in the spring. And unless you have, you can ride out a tough year maybe if you've had a couple of really good years, but we haven't had a couple of really good years. We already have farm income down and commodity prices down. So this is a tougher time for a lot of our farmers and ranchers than normally would be the case. That said, we do need a better deal. I go back to the fact that we had a United States senator during NAFTA who not only did he not vote for NAFTA, after he retired, he wrote a book even about NAFTA and about trade deals called Take This Job and Ship It. There's not been a lot of support for the trade deals in North Dakota by our politicians in the past, and so I'm sort of surprised there's so much political pushback now by some with a president that is finally doing what other presidents talked about doing, and that is getting better trade deals. But again, I don't want to understate that this is not without obviously some anxiety, and we all appreciate that.
Sean in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Is this me?
It is, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Well, prayers. Yeah, hi. Prayers to those up in the Watford area.
For sure. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Congressman. I'm calling. It might be off the subject. I really need some help.
Okay.
I'm a senior citizen. I inherited some property. Just a few years ago, my mother died. I've been out of state for 40 years, and it's out of town. Basically, it was kind of treated as farm property. My ancestors were farmers, and there's 60 years of accumulation, basically, on this property that I inherited. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was messy. You know, it's my inheritance, and all I have is Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And now, just in May, the city of Bismarck has come in and told me my property is in violation. I can't have, there's a century code, Title 14, that says anything they have a big list of all prohibited items. It's anything you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
They can be put in an enclosed building, and there's what, basically a large barn.
Mm-hmm.
But they're giving me 2 months to take care of the 60 years of accumulation. I've even went to the Board of Adjustment. Now, I don't know. I just think this is a private property issue on a certain sense, and I'm being threatened with $100,000 worth of, they're going to send people in to just bulldoze my property or take all my possessions, basically. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your situation. I'm guessing there's not a lot Congress can do about it. However, if you'd hang on the line, Scotty, if we get your contact information, I'd get a caseworker at least working with you, getting the details and getting specifics, and then hopefully, you know, connecting you with the right people that can provide some help. Too short of you having to get your own lawyer and take on City Hall, quite literally. Let me get a caseworker on it. If we get a caseworker on it, maybe we can make some inquiries and see what we can learn and see if it would be helpful.
Is it within the city limits, or is it
No, it's not. It is not in the city limits, but the city has now changed something. Now this is the extraterritorial zones that go down that go way down now and defend everything.
Got it. John, well, hang on. If you would, don't go anywhere. We'll get your telephone number, get that information to Congressman Cramer's office, okay?
Great.
Thanks, John. This is interesting discussion, Scott. Well, he's right. It's off point, but as you know, the only topics that matter are the ones that people call about. Having just had a mayoral election in Bismarck, it'd be interesting maybe to get Steve on and even talk a little bit about some of those things, because these are the issues that, you know, that city elections are all about, and particularly extraterritorial, any annexing, things like that.
And private property rights are the lifeblood of America.
That's exactly it. That's what I was going to say. You're exactly right. This is why it's so sensitive to people.
It weaves through absolutely everything. That's why a lot of people are, you know, appreciative of Donald Trump recognizing that the Hammonds were a victim. Of an overreaching government that were harassing them for decades because they wanted to buy their land.
By the way, this is one reason, one of several, but one reason that Brett Kavanaugh is such a great pick for the United States Supreme Court, because if you look at the body of his work and his orders and his opinions, both majority and, frankly, dissenting opinions, you will see throughout there a thread of that commitment to pushing back against the bureaucracy in favor of local and state jurisdictions, private property, things like that. So another important reason why Brett Kavanaugh is the perfect pick for North Dakota, and why he certainly deserves to get both of our senators' votes for confirmation. And I expect he will, by the way.
Let's go to Dave in Dickinson. You're on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer and others. Welcome at 258-0550 in our remaining 20 minutes here. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, Scott. Good morning, Congressman, or afternoon.
Good morning.
You are, maybe. Along what you were just talking about to the other gentleman regarding maybe government overreach a little bit, in Dickinson and other, I think, oil boom towns and now bust towns that are recovering, property values, particularly income property like apartments, have been greatly overassessed, almost to the point of 200% overassessed. So we have the assessor saying a property is worth $1 million, and then we hire an appraisal to come in, a third-party independent appraiser to come in, and they say the property is worth $500,000. And we're meeting some resistance on getting the valuations changed. And so what I'm planning on doing is testifying tomorrow at the interim tax committee in the afternoon there in Bismarck, and sharing them that maybe we should change the century code. And I know, Congressman, this is a little out of step with what you're doing about. But anyway, so Scott, KFYR TV is going to be there. I think they're going to cover it. And I was hoping maybe you or someone else, a reporter from KFYR, might join the meeting and just start an awareness for people to understand that property values are overassessed. And the end result means that people who rent, people who buy or purchase or whatever, their money is not being well placed, because the government is taking way too much of it. And we're trying to build a system in the century code to make spot checks, if you will, mandatory rather than optional for the municipalities.
Well, that's interesting stuff. So Scott, once again, you see where the rubber meets the road, man, in politics. This is why sometimes the United States Congress seems like an easier place to govern than a local community, because these are complex issues. And I appreciate the activism, obviously, of folks. They're right to be concerned. They're dealing with some pretty interesting dynamics, and in many cases you end up with taxation without representation. And it's not that cities don't have needs and demands and whatnot, but sometimes it's moving so fast that people don't feel like they're included, anyway.
Appreciate the call, Dave, very much. Keep us posted on that event. Happy to let people know about it, and if we can be there, we'll sure try. Alan in Rugby, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
I just have a question for the congressman. I'll hang up and listen to his answer. I just heard an advertisement from Heidi that Congressman Kramer had voted to cut Social Security. Could you respond to that, please?
Well, I think what the ad says is that I said that in order to pay for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we'd have to slash Social Security and Medicare. And interestingly, in order to say something like that in an ad, and this, by the way, wasn't Heidi, it was her friend Chuck Schumer who produced this ad, and his PAC paid for it. But they claim that I said this in two interviews, one on a radio station in Fargo and one on a TV station in Fargo, and both the radio station and the TV station have fact-checked it, as has PolitiFact, by the way, and it deemed it to be inaccurate, that I've never said that. And, of course, the reason I haven't said it is because it's not true. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which, by the way, has now resulted in a surplus of revenue already. We had the largest April, and it was a surplus in the history of the country in terms of revenue into the government as a result of the growing economy, which is through the roof, by the way. We've got new statistics today. 3.7 million new jobs have been created since Republicans were elected in November, and we're on, it's an economy on a rocket ship really right now. But so, no, that's been checked and fact-checked and deemed to be inaccurate, to quote KBLY-TV in Fargo.
Congressman Kevin Kramer taking your calls. One more segment to go. Texter says, I was so honored to be able to see and shake hands with Senator Kramer at the 4th of July parade this past week. Thank you, Kevin, for all you do.
I got a lot of high fives in that parade.
More coming up. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks.
At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Petlich of Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In 1908 is when H.A. Thompson and Sons started solving problems for North Dakotans, and that has grown and grown. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. A link service contractor, meaning they give you the opportunity to have cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. You know what the price is going to be. You watch your bottom line. They do that now, the mechanical heating and cooling systems and more, on over 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Find out more about all that at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. All right, we have the shortest segment of the hour. And obviously, as usual, a full bank of phone calls. We're going to go as quickly as we can with questions and answers. Quick questions, quick answers. Marv Bismarck, you're first. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Marv Bismarck. I'd like to ask Congressman Kramer about
congressional subpoenas, what kind of power they have, and how Page and Strzok are getting away with what they're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Boy, I love that question, Mark. So a congressional subpoena for, like, an oversight hearing, or it doesn't even have to be a hearing. It can be a, you know, it can be a deposition of some sort with oversight staff, and by oversight, I mean not just the oversight committee, but the other committees that have oversight jurisdiction, such as intelligence and others. It has all the same weight of any other subpoena, and the problem is the enforcement side of it if they choose to ignore it. Now, a couple of things to be fair to witnesses. If you're a witness, and this might have been the case with Page, I'm not sure, but and you're talking to the investigators, you agree to come and testify, whether it's by subpoena or whether it's compelled by subpoena or some other way, but then you come to the realization that, you know, you might be better off pleading the fifth, because, you know, testifying in any way might incriminate yourself. That is a right that you still have. And so you may tell the investigators or the staff or the committee chairman, you know, if I come, I'm going to plead the fifth. They may just say, they just release you. There's no point in going through the circus just for you to plead the fifth. So it's not like they're completely ignoring the subpoena. They're just forewarning us that it'll be without any, you know, without any result unless we can work out something else. So sometimes that's the case. But if you subpoena somebody, or for that matter, if somebody lies to you under oath in a congressional hearing, you have the same ramifications, except again, the enforcement's a little harder. So you might be charged with contempt of Congress. But Congress doesn't have police powers. So Congress can't, for example, order the Capitol Police to arrest you and take you into custody, because the Capitol Police, while they're a very good police force, they are a security force. You know, so, okay. Is that okay? All right. So it's a security force that, speaking of Capitol Police, I was just a Capitol Police officer talking to me, security force around the Capitol, and of course, providing security for members. So you don't have that same opportunity. You might remember Eric Holder, for example, was held in contempt, and his contempt charge was even, upheld by a federal judge. But again, there was just, when you're the lead cop that would issue the arrest warrant, you know, you're not going to do it on yourself. So
Marv
is frustrated just like I am, and my explanation probably explains why.
Yeah, and he, by the way, is not alone. We're hearing this from a lot of folks. Somebody else earlier said they wanted to ask you about addressing the issue of Paul Manafort being locked up 23 hours a day in solitary confinement 100 miles from home while Lisa Page is walking free after refusing to go in front of Congress. You can't make this stuff up, you know.
No, and Manafort hasn't been convicted of anything.
No, that's amazing. Texter says, won't be able to call in today, but please ask if we have a date and time for a meeting with himself and producers regarding the Morton FSA issue.
We do have a date and a time, and I guess we haven't announced it yet, so maybe I better not for whatever reason, but we do have a date, a time, and a place. And I'm glad you asked about this, because I just want to say this publicly. When we get this put together, we are going to invite the farmers and ranchers who we have on record, who have issued complaints, who have filed their names with us. I know there are some others now that want to, because I've talked to some bankers who will also want to be there and participate, and they're quite confident that these banks, from these various banks, that they even have more customers who would want to participate in something like that. Because what I don't want to do, or I guess what I want to avoid, is a major public event. Because, of course, again, we're going to probably end up dealing with some very personal situations, very personal financial situations, and we want to protect all that, or at least have people be well prepared for that kind of a discussion. Apart from the public arena. Plus, we're going to be talking about probably personnel matters. So we do have a place. We do have a time. We do have some people lined up. But if you're somebody who wants to participate and has not filed with us or has not heard from my office or doesn't in the next few days, make sure you let us know so we can get you on that list.
Now, real quick, Bob in Valley City. Got about 20 seconds for you, Bob, and 20 seconds for Kevin's answer. Go.
Yeah, I wonder if you found out anything about the Department of Transportation and the funding that they're using for these Governor's Main Street Initiative and the improper use, actually, of for streetscape projects.
So I think, was that about DOT dollars or grants for the Governor's Main Street Initiative? I don't know anything about it, Bob. I can certainly check into it. As you know, we don't have a new infrastructure bill yet, but most likely that would be something that could be answered more effectively at the state level.
Bob, thanks for the call. Sorry when I get to everybody else. Appreciate everybody weighing in. A lot of good, robust topics and conversations. Congressman Kramer, thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
And I'll leave you with one final greeting. Ty from Stanley says he loved meeting you and Chris in Stanley at the Dakota Drug with the Whirl-O Whip. So there you go. There's another
this
one.
Life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.